Welcome back to the Taco Casa pregame show. Thaddeus Cruz here with assistant coach Dylan Dudley. And Coach Dudley, the team started out 0-3, but now finds itself on a two-game winning streak heading into the Classic here in Lakeland, Florida. What are a few reasons for the turnaround over the last couple of games?
I think guys have just paid attention to details more. Mm-hmm. It's not an excuse, and it's not excuse would probably be the best word, but we did have some new guys going into the season. We had some transfers that came along, and with every transfer, you know, there's an adjustment period that has to happen. One, they got to get used to us. They got to get used to the style of play, not necessarily the level of play, because I think that's different. That, you know, a lot of guys that we get, they kind of maybe transfer down from Division I, or they transfer to us from junior college, and maybe sometimes those guys think that it's going to be easier than what it is. And they have to learn to respect the opponent, respect the level. And like I said, it just goes back to the details of the matter. You know, if you're supposed to run to the corner, you got to run to the corner. You can't stop 5 feet short. You know, if you're supposed to help outside the lane, you got to help outside the lane instead of maybe 1 foot off the lane. You know, things like that. So over the past week, you know, they've done a better job of paying attention to those details and really honing in on what we ask of them as a staff.
And you finally had a regular season home game earlier this week. Yeah. And with that came the squad's highest offensive output in a game this season that has ended in regulation, that is. In saying that, if you include the game against Oklahoma City, the team's two highest scoring games have been at the Coliseum. Is there something in the water out there in Wichita Falls?
Yeah, I would like to say there is. Yeah, if we could transfer that down here to Florida, it'd be good. But no, I think, you know, there comes a comfort level with playing at home. It's been kind of crazy. Teams that I've been a part of, we actually played better away from home. I think that could be said last year, even with our team from last year, we probably played better away from home just because we could limit the distractions. Mm-hmm. But this year, you know, the two home games that we've had, we've shot the ball pretty well to start the game. But with our program is based off defense. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach Hag has been here for 8 or 9 years, won 6 championships, you know, and those championships are won on the defensive end and how we play and kind of the toughness and the griminess and the grittiness that our program is built on. We've kind of get back to those. It's obviously nice to score 100 points, but we obviously always know we're not going to score 100 either, you know, but that shouldn't affect the opposite end of the floor as well.
And you spoke about defense. You guys generated 29 turnovers your last game on Tuesday night, so that's clearly a reflection of what you just spoke about.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, it's something that we pay attention to, and it's something that if our guys are in the spots that they're expected to be defensively, we should be able to create those turnovers. You know, we have a saying in our program, make plays, finish plays, and, you know, it's one thing to be where you're supposed to be, but if the ball's dribbled at you, it's another thing to make the play and get the ball. It's like a shot goes up on a rebound. It's one thing to box out. We can box out all day long. We can teach technique on box out, and we can walk guys back out to the three-point line, but eventually if we don't get the ball, the box out didn't do nothing.
Right.
You know, so like I've said, if we're in the right spots and guys are engaged and active and their feet are moving, we should create some turnovers.
And also the bench really helped out on Tuesday night as well. You had 36 points from the reserves, including 16 from 7-10 shooting from Romello Walker. Also 3 players who contributed more than 15 minutes out on the court. So what does that mean when you have a back-to-back yet again this weekend that you know you can rely on those guys off the bench?
Yeah, no question. And to be honest with you, it was a struggle the first couple games. Some guys off the bench, some of those guys were new guys and they hadn't played before, and they came in maybe not with the exact focus that we needed, but to those guys' credit, you know, it's difficult to come off the bench. Mm-hmm. You got to have a different mindset. You know, it's not as easy as just saying, well, you're not going to start the game, come in and play.
Right.
You may get in the game the first 2 minutes, you may sit for 12 minutes.
Right.
And those guys that have come off the bench, their focus has been better the last week, which I think has led to them maybe seeing more production. You know, there's obviously always stuff that we as a coaching staff, we see and we grade outside of what maybe you as the media or the fans see that comes on the stat sheet. And they did some good things, but to see it also translate on the stat sheet, one, it boosts the starters up. It gives our bench energy, which in return it gives everybody energy, and everybody's engaged. And, you know, as I say, in a perfect world, that's how it's supposed to work, I guess.
Right. All right, Coach Shelley, thank you for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Thaddeus. I appreciate you, my man.
We'll be back with starting lineups and tip-off after this on the Taco Casa pregame show on 95.5 ESPN.